Diamonds, rubies, sapphires, and a lot more are on abundant display in Arizona this weekend. It's the annual Tucson Gem and Mineral Show. Dealers from all over the world are there to buy, sell, and trade the hard, shiny, and precious stones. They have to know what they're doing because sometimes the difference between a $1,000 jewel and a $10,000 jewel is not that obvious. NPR's Ted Robbins has this tour of the bling-filled booths and ballrooms.
You know, I'm not usually one of those people who is easily distracted by sparkly objects, but this is a bit overwhelming. Hi, tell me what you have here. These are rubies?
Yes.
You have dinner plates filled with rubies?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, my ignorance is instantly obvious. I am surrounded by piles, pouches, mounds of Brazilian emeralds, Australian opals, Sri Lankan sapphires. Each the specialty of a different seller at the Gem and Lapidary Dealer Show in a Tucson resort. Here are rough, uncut gems from Nigeria, including an aquamarine the size of a hot dog. Ajibaji Olatunde mined the stones himself.
So where do you find these?
In the ground.
In the ground.
Well, ask a stupid question. With their raw stones, the Nigerians represent one end of the gem trade. On the other end, Dan Moran came from Los Angeles with cut diamonds in finished jewelry.
You have here a 6-carat emerald cut via stone. You have a 3-carat fancy intense yellow.
Okay.
You got a 5-carat round. These are stones that, go ahead, comparison shop. You can find another one like this. Good luck to you.
The 6-carat emerald cut diamond is going for $75,000 wholesale. It doesn't take a trained eye to recognize beauty. It does to recognize quality. So Reina Ikeda of Japan gives me a lesson in pearls. Her booth displays hundreds of strands from Tahiti, China, and Japan. She holds up one strand that costs $2,000 wholesale and another costing far less.
Okay, usually you can tell by looking at the luster, the shiny. This one, and I've said this one, which is the better one, so obviously...
This is much,
exactly.
Much more shiny, more
yes.
Reflective.
This is, and you always have to have comparison if you're not familiar with it.
You can see the difference between this and this.
Manoj Simon holds up two bags of cut Indian rubies. Again, the difference is evident in comparison.
It's a little opaqueish.
Yeah, one is sort of opaque and dull, and the other is
very, very bright.
So how much for that bag?
See, for the whole bag, you mean?
Yes.
It'll be like $80,000. Because it's a very big bag.
but very small stones.
By the time the rubies are set in jewelry, they could be worth triple the wholesale price. To buy wholesale, to even enter these shows, you need to prove you're in the gem trade. And all the Tucson shows are ringed with security guards and members of the Tucson Police Department. There have been attempted and occasionally successful robberies. What's legitimately hot here, though, depends on fashion. Douglas Hucker heads the American Gem Trade Association.
Right now, blue is very, very strong. Blue sapphires, tanzanite, which is a lovely blue gemstone from East Africa, pastel blues, aquamarines, blue topaz. Pink has, for the past 5 or 6 years, been very, very strong.
Sandra Mort is buying pink, blue, and yellow stones. She has an Arizona company that manufactures bracelets.
We've been shopping for about 4 or 5 days, and our pockets are full, and we're having a great time.
Well, one pocket's full, the other is empty. Buyers from Walmart to Tiffany are here. By the time the 2 weeks are over, enough wholesale trading will take place to largely determine retail gem prices around the world until next year's shows. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.